Well, hi, everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. We're reading through the book of Revelation, and today, chapter 10. Now, if you recall back in chapters 8 and 9, at the beginning of chapter 8, we saw Christ opening the seventh of the seven seals on the scroll. And when he opened that seventh seal, there was a period of silence. And then we are introduced and we hear the seven trumpets being blown or beginning to be blown. And the first four of those seven trumpets, which represent judgments that will come before the second coming of Christ, being carried out and unleashed against things in creation. And then in chapter 9, we saw trumpets 5 and 6 being blown. And 5, 6, and we'll see 7 in a little while. Those three trumpets represent judgments against men. So now as we look at chapter 10, again, we find ourselves seeing a similar pattern in that there is an intermission before that seventh trumpet is going to be blown. And so this intermission involves what? The mighty angel with a little book, and John then eating that little book as he was commanded to do so. So let's dive into God's word today and be blessed by the reading of it. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. When he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. So I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take and eat it, and I will make your stomach, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Amen. Thus far, the reading of God's word, and may God add his blessing to the reading of it to us. Well, my friends, we see wonderful things here, don't we? And we see this focus on the angels and this little book. And we see also John eating this book. And really, what we find here is John being an example and a pattern for the church's witness, taking the word of God forth, proclaiming his word. We also find these two characteristics about the little book when it's eaten, right? It says, sweet as honey in his mouth. But as it goes into his stomach, it makes his stomach bitter. And so we consider even that the contents of the book contain news of suffering, messages of woe, but yet they also contain the wonderful words of life. They also contain very sweet words, sweet as honey from the honeycomb, like we see in Psalm 19 and Psalm 119. The word of God provides communion with God, and it tells us of his goodness. And so those things, those wonderful words contained therein are so sweet, and we love those things, and we love to taste and to feed upon those things. as we also know that Scripture contains messages of woe, messages regarding suffering. And so what a wonderful Lord we have, and what a wonderful word he has given us. And then what a wonderful word we proclaim. Well, I hope you're blessed by the reading of this chapter, and I hope you'll join me again next time as we continue in chapter 11. God bless you. Take care, and we'll see you then.